What's going on, people? This is Talk to Him Khan, and we're back here with another edition of Talk to Him Khan. Well, today we're going to speak on Dream Chasers Records. This has not only been an accomplishment that Meek can place underneath of his belt, but also a dream of his that I've known this was a dream because I listened to his music way before a lot of people had started listening to his music. But he always stated that he wanted to, you know, have a Rockefeller, a Grand Hustle, an MMG estate property, things like that. Well, he has that, and I want to say first and foremost, congratulations, my guy, for making that happen. Well, Meek and Jay has teamed up together, you know, and started a whole new brand new venture that doesn't include anything about his court cases and anything like that. And it seems like Jay been a mentor to Meek for a very long time now, and not just a mentor, but a friend. Well, last month they were both caught in the Rock Nation headquarters in New York City, signing their contracts and popping bottles. When asked about, you know, the joint venture, the tag, you know, and the things like that, Meek has stated, "Of course, I had other offers to do a lot of business with other people, but the relationship we've built from Rock Nation, believing in me through my whole career, through my ups and downs, and the morals they showed me and my team when it wasn't in their best interest to have showed it, I feel comfortable doing, going through this right here at home." Which is crazy because a lot of people think that Jay, Beyonce, you know, they sit at a high above, like they don't watch people that's beneath them money-wise. But they do, man. They always doing a lot of stuff that look out for the community and look out for the neighborhoods. And people seem like they don't appreciate that because of the money that they have, which is crazy. But also in an interview, Meek had also praised Jay-Z for, you know, the interview that he did with Gayle King, where he talked about the importance of understanding the responsibility that comes with fame and success. Jay went on to say, "The music and culture we create, you know, we've been giving it away for too long," which basically means, you know, stop trying to sign to people. Stop giving away your ideas. Stop giving away your rights. Stop giving away your voice. Stop giving away your pen and your pad to these companies where you can actually grind it out and become your own company. And this is one of the things that Jay has been teaching for a very long time, but it just seems like because he's an older Jay and, you know, he came out to 444 and things like that, people are starting to listen to what he's saying and not worry about, you know, him popping a bottle, him talking about his money or jewelry or whatever like that. But Jay has always been speaking about these different things throughout his music. It's just that we as fans taken the parts that we liked from it and spoke on that and, you know, recited those things. But I'm happy, you know, for me because, you know, he's been going through a hell of a battle right now and it's been a great week for him. He not only did he start his own record label, but he also was able to get a new court case to finally get that 11-year burden off his back. And prayerfully, when he goes back here, this whole probation thing will be done with. And you won't have to worry about my guy, you know, not making money overseas or not even that. You know, just not being able to be labeled as almost like a citizen, even though he's a citizen. And it's not the first time that Jay and Meek collaborated together, but outside of music, they teamed up to form a coalition that lobbies for change to state probation and parole laws, which was called the Reform Alliance. I just want to know, where do you see Dream Chasers going from here? Who will Meek sign to his new imprint? Who will be the first artist to put DC on a map outside of Meek? Who will be the first artist on DC to actually have great music and not just music? Man, I can't wait because I really like Meek. I always stood behind Meek for a very long time, and I just felt like it's really his time now to show and prove. So, Meek, go out there and do it, brother. Get it and do what a lot of people say that, you know, these guys who get their own imprint can't do. And that's make hits, sign good people.